It's Friday, October 15th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Market sizes for software audits, IT services, and managed services. California's push on NDAs as part of a larger trend. And coming investments and disruption in the MSP market. This is the Business of Tech. Flexera looked at software audits, and from their polling, 46% of respondents were audited by Microsoft for usage in the last 3 years. 30% noted Oracle, and VMware and Adobe were noted as the others to round out the four who took the most time. 24% of respondents paid more than $1 million in true-up costs over the past 3 years. One small reason to continue to note the strength of IT and business services, IDC says the space will grow 3.4% this year globally. It's 2.4% specifically in the US and 3.7% next year. ISG2 with good news. Managed services contract values increasing 22% over the prior year. The analyst is quite bullish on managed services, saying that and as a service platforms grew 40%. Managed services was up 17% specifically, and they're citing a growth rate of 10%. Why do we care? I believe a lot of basic infrastructure type services are going away. I'll note that smart consulting on things like what software are we using is not. And with cloud SaaS, it's getting more complicated. That's all space where services are needed. It might look a bit more consultative, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. IT services are strong. It's what's in them that matters. Two things on the legal front to note. First, last week, California signed into law the Silenced No More Act. This brings legal protection for speaking out about discrimination based on race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, ancestry, disability, and age, and is anticipated to impact NDAs specifically. Second, Microsoft has agreed to an independent human rights review of some of their government and law enforcement deals. This is in response to a shareholder proposal related to these contracts. Microsoft has agreed to publish the report next year, and the shareholder proposal was withdrawn. Why do we care? Ticking the tick box for the regulation trend, and also the technology responsibility one. Earlier in the week, I highlighted falling confidence in tech. That brings scrutiny, and that brings government involvement. Some will whine about that, and savvy ones are deploying resources to understand and manage it. I know which camp I'm in. So, two to ponder for the weekend. First, TechCrunch profiles why private equity is interested in the managed services provider space. The reasons we know, quoting the article, a strong demand trend, low risk of obsolescence, a sticky service that attracts long-term customers and high recurring revenues, strong cash flow margins, and a relatively asset-light business. The article posits a number of 40,000 MSPs in the U.S. as of 2019, implying fragmentation, and that only 30 to 40% of the market is penetrated by MSPs. Which leads me to my second story. An interesting open source project coming out of the community itself. A project called the Cyber Drain Improved Partner Portal, or SIP. Quoting the announcement. Microsoft partners are waiting for Lighthouse, they're waiting for RMM tools to catch up, or they are using a tool that's not evolving or asking for global admins without MFA. I got kind of sick of this, so these last 3 weeks, I deep dove into M365, into the issues we've had, and decided to make an open source solution for this. A solution that solves the major gripes we all have with current partner administration, stuff like creating shared mailboxes or converting them for our managed tenants or applying a specific set of standards. Why do we care? Clearly a hot space, which we see from the figures earlier and from the investment interest. My reason to ponder is where the innovation will come from. There's some needs, and they're very well laid out here. Here's an MSP effort to fill the gaps in the market, because their existing providers haven't. Not an endorsement from me. An observation that this is quite healthy, and I'm excited to see what might come of this, because the interesting stuff is not happening in the typical places. You're going to have to step out of your comfort zone. If it's tried and true, it's also not disruptive. And I think this market is ready to see some disruption. Threats to client data constantly evolve, so your strategies must evolve too. But knowing where to get good guidance isn't always easy. Well, nowhere will you hear more helpful insights from leading cyber protection experts than at the Acronis CyberFit Summit. I'm going this year in person in Miami, and you should join me. Experts like Eric Simpson, Larry Walsh, and Acronis' Amy Luby will show you how to boost profits, reduce risk, and improve your team's productivity, as well as the latest cybersecurity strategies, technologies, and processes. In person and online, learn more about the Acronis CyberFit Summit World Tour at acronis.events. Thanks for listening. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend. And don't forget, Killing It Live next Wednesday. Sign up at killingitlive.com. And I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.